Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we got a lot to get to on today's show. A devastating loss for the Phillies last night at the hands of the Dodgers. They win the game 4-3. Phillies go down 2-0 in the series, and it feels like they're done. It just unfortunately really, really feels like they're done. And that's not a place I thought we would find ourselves. That's not a place that I expected the Phillies to be in at, you know, this quickly into the postseason. You know, Red October is supposed to be fun. Red October is supposed to be, you know, a party. Citizens Bank Park is supposed to be a great home field advantage. And the Dodgers just came in and took not one but two. They didn't just steal the home field. They put themselves in prime pouncing position to go on, win the series at home. And it's just really, really frustrating. Coming off the way you played Saturday, to have really, really poor at-bats in for the vast majority of this game, and then we'll get into it in a little bit here, but to tease us at the end that you could actually come back, and the managerial decision by Thompson to bunt, it's just all of it has been really, 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 really frustrating. And again, I think it's going to lead to the Phillies' elimination. So, yes, that's what we got on the docket today. It's a venting session, as I'm sure everyone is waking up this morning pissed off to no end that the Phillies lose this one 4-3. I think I'm going to rank the top five things that annoyed me the most about this game in order from five to number one, because there is no other appropriate way to go about this. Number five is that so far in this series, you know, we're going to talk a lot about why the Phillies' big three, you know, big three of Harper, of Schwarber, of Turner has not come through. The big three for the Dodgers has also not really come through in this series for them. Like, you're letting them off the hook. Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman are 4-for-25 this series. 4-for-25. They're being let off the hook. Shohei Ohtani is striking out left and right. Right? Like, I cannot believe that they are being totally, just completely let off the hook. And it does not matter that they're playing this way. The Dodgers are beating the Phillies in other ways. Their pitching has been good. It's basically just been a lack of offense for the Phillies. Timely hitting by Teoscar Hernandez in game one, obviously. It's not been the big three. It feels like when they go back to L.A., they're due for a back-breaking hit at some point. But unfortunately, the Phillies are entirely letting the L.A. Big Three off the hook. Number four, I did not like the decision to bring Orion Kerkering into this game when he did. Orion Kerkering entered this game. So this game was obviously started by Jesus Luzardo, and he was really, really great. Six innings, three hits, two runs, one walk, five strikeouts. He was really solid. But he starts the only two runs of that Luzardo allowed, the first two runs scored of the game by the Dodgers, was he came out to start the seventh. He allowed a single and to Teoscar Hernandez and a double to Freddie Freeman. And then he comes out of the game. And Orion Kerkering inherits runners on second and third, nobody out. Since when is Orion Kerkering the inherit runners on base kind of guy? Since when is Orion Kerkering climbed up the trust tree? Did I miss something here? In what world Is that not the game on the line? And I would have brought in Joan Duran in a situation like that. I absolutely would have brought in Duran in a situation like that. I would have preferred Strom in a situation like that. I would have preferred David Robertson in a situation like that. Those are all guys I trust more than a Ryan Kirkering to get an out there, and I thought it was costly. Now, Kike Hernandez, this is another thing that is going to be further down the list, and I'll get to in a second here. The inning does go very differently if the ground ball hit the Trey Turner and the play at the plate was handled differently and they got the out at home. If Teoscar Hernandez was out at the plate, that inning goes very differently. Maybe they don't score at all, but he does. Then Will Smith singled to left center field, made it 3-0. Ohtani gets his first hit of the series, made it 4-0. And that was a huge, huge inning. The Dodgers did all of their scoring in the top of the seventh inning, and I felt like the decision to bring in Kirkering was not a necessary risk there. I don't know why he's getting high leverage outs when those other guys exist in your pen. You need those outs. You figure the rest out later. You had runners on second and third. Bring in your fireman. Bring in Duran. I just don't get it. So that was number four. Number three is the aforementioned play, the ground ball to Trey Turner, where this is now the second year in a row we've seen a play like this, not quite the same as last year against the Mets in the division series, but he's playing, like, the infield wasn't entirely in. He's playing halfway, but ground ball hit to him. He fields it on the infield grass. He comes firing home, and JT Realmuto not blocking the plate. For those who are not aware, in modern day baseball, you're not allowed to block the plate unless it is a throw from a drawn in infielder. I thought Realmuto could have given Turner a better target. I thought he could have been blocking the plate better. Turner obviously could have made a better throw. That play really drove me up a wall and drove everyone up a wall, and it led to the first run of the game for the Dodgers. And again, who knows how this game goes differently if that is a successful play and a successful out at home. Number two was the decision to bunt Bryson Stott. What a travesty of a decision that was. You got in the ninth inning, you're down 4-1, and it felt like everyone was ready to concede. I was at least ready to concede. They're not going to win this game. They're going to lose. So be it. And of course, Nick Castellanos makes things interesting in the ninth. So this is a decision I thought they completely left Dave Roberts off the hook. He goes to Blake Treinen, not Roky Sasaki, in a save situation. Bohm leads off the inning with a single. Realmuto then doubles. You got runners on second and third. Nobody out. Castellanos doubles the left field. Man, it was close whether he was safe at second or not, but he was. You get a runner on second, 4-3 game, down one. That's the tying run. And so Alex Vesia comes in, lefty on lefty for Bryson Stott, and Rob Thompson decides to bunt Bryson Stott, which I hated as a decision, not only because I hate giving up an out in a spot like that, but because Nick Castellanos is your runner on second base and he's slow, and it didn't look like Castellanos ran the bases well there. He could have gotten a better jump. The Dodgers run a perfectly executed wheel play, and what do you know? Castellanos is out at third. Stott at first. Bader then pinch hits. He gets a single. Weston Wilson had the pinch run for him. Kepler hits into a fielder's choice, and then with the game on the line, Trey Turner grounds out with Bryson Stott on third base. They lose this game 4-3. Just a detrimental decision. I hated the bunt in that spot. Playing for a tie, I thought was real loser stuff. And I understand that Rob Thompson liked his bullpen versus theirs, but with Castellanos on base there, you got the momentum rolling. Hate giving up an out. And number one is, and it's got to be the story of the series so far, is just this offense, this top three on offense in particular, still not showing up. You know, I mentioned Turner grounding out with the game on the line. They are 2-for-22. That is Turner, Schwarber, and Harper. 2-for-22 in this series. It doesn't matter about the bunt. Doesn't matter about anything else. If those guys are going to produce like that, then there's no way that this team can be successful. There's just no way that this team can be good enough to beat a team like the Dodgers. You're getting off the hook because their guys aren't playing as well. But there's just no way that you can get away with that kind of thing in a series like this. So those are the five things that annoyed me the most, again, from the Phillies lost. They're now down 2-0 at the hands of the Dodgers, going out to Dodger Stadium. Really, really bad spot to be in. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we got a lot to get to on today's show. A devastating, devastating loss for the Phillies last night at the hands of the Dodgers. They win the game 4-3. Phillies go down 2-0 in the series, and it feels like they're done. It just unfortunately really, really feels like they're done. And that's not a place I thought we would find ourselves. That's not a place that I expected the Phillies to be in at, you know, this quickly into the postseason. You know, Red October is supposed to be fun. Red October is supposed to be, you know, a party. It's supposed, Citizens Bank Park is supposed to be a great home field advantage. And the Dodgers just came in and took not one but two. They didn't just steal the home field. They put themselves in prime pouncing position to go on, win this series at home. And it's just really, really frustrating. Coming off the way you played Saturday, to have really, really poor at-bats in for the vast majority of this game, and then we'll get into it in a little bit here, but to tease us at the end that you could actually come back, and the managerial decision by Thompson to bunt, it's just all of it has been really, 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 really frustrating. And again, I think it's going to lead to the Phillies elimination. So, yes, that's what we got on the docket today. It's a venting session, as I'm sure everyone is waking up this morning pissed off to no end that the Phillies lose this one 4-3. I think I'm going to rank the top five things that annoyed me the most about this game in order from five to number one, because there is no other appropriate way to go about this. Number five is that so far in this series, you know, we're going to talk a lot about why the Phillies' big three, you know, big three of Harper, of Schwarber, of Turner has not come through. The big three for the Dodgers has also not really come through in this series for them. Like, you're letting them off the hook. Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman are 4-for-25 this series. 4-for-25. They're being let off the hook. Shohei Ohtani is striking out left and right. Right? Like, I cannot believe that they are being totally, just completely let off the hook. And it does not matter that they're playing this way. The Dodgers are beating the Phillies in other ways. Their pitching has been good. It's basically just been a lack of offense for the Phils. Timely hitting by Teoscar Hernandez in game one, obviously. It's not been the big three. It feels like when they go back to L.A., they're due for a back-breaking hit at some point. But unfortunately, the Phillies are entirely letting the L.A. big three off the hook. Number four, I did not like the decision to bring Orion Kerkering into this game when he did. Orion Kerkering entered this game. So this game was obviously started by Jesus Luzardo, and he was really, really great. Six innings, three hits, two runs, one walk, five strikeouts. He was really solid. But he starts the only two runs that Luzardo allowed, the first two runs scored of the game by the Dodgers, was he came out to start the seventh. He allowed a single and to Teoscar Hernandez and a double to Freddie Freeman. And then he comes out of the game. And Orion Kerkering inherits runners on second and third, nobody out. Since when is Orion Kerkering the inherit runners on base kind of guy? Since when is Orion Kerkering climbed up the trust tree? Did I miss something here? In what world is that not the game on the line? And I would have brought in Johan Duran in a situation like that. I absolutely would have brought in Duran in a situation like that. I would have preferred Strom in a situation like that. I would have preferred David Robertson in a situation like that. Those are all guys I trust more than Orion Kerkering to get an out there, and I thought it was costly. Now, Kike Hernandez, this is another thing that is going to be further down the list and I'll get to in a second here. The inning does go very differently if the ground ball hit the Trey Turner and the play at the plate was handled differently and they got the out at home. If Teoscar Hernandez was out at the plate, that inning goes very differently. Maybe they don't score at all, but he does. Then Will Smith single to left center field, made it 3-0. Otani gets his first hit of the series, made it 4-0. And that was a huge, huge inning. The Dodgers did all of their scoring in the top of the seventh inning, and I felt like the decision to bring in Kirkering was not a necessary risk there. I don't know why he's getting high leverage outs when those other guys exist in your pen. You need those outs. You figure the rest out later. You had runners on second and third. Bring in your fireman. Bring in Duran. I just don't get it. So that was number four. Number three is the aforementioned play, the ground ball to Trey Turner, where this is now the second year in a row we've seen a play like this, not quite the same as last year against the Mets in the division series, but he's playing, like, the infield wasn't entirely in. He's playing halfway. But ground ball hit to him. He fields it on the infield grass. He comes firing home. And J.T. Realmuto not blocking the plate. For those who are not aware, in modern-day baseball, you're not allowed to block the plate unless it is a throw from a drawn-in infielder. I thought Realmuto could have given Turner a better target. I thought he could have been blocking the plate better. Turner obviously could have made a better throw. That play really drove me up a wall and drove everyone up a wall, and it led to the first run of the game for the Dodgers. And again, who knows how this game goes differently if that is a successful play and a successful out at home. Number two was the decision to bunt Bryson Stott. What a travesty of a decision that was. You got in the ninth inning, you're down 4-1, and it felt like everyone was ready to concede. I was at least ready to concede. They're not going to win this game. They're going to lose. So be it. And of course, Nick Castellanos makes things interesting in the ninth. So this is a decision I thought they completely left Dave Roberts off the hook. He goes to Blake Treinen, not Roky Sasaki, in a save situation. Boehm leads off the inning with a single. Realmuto then doubles. You got runners on second and third, nobody out. Castellanos doubles the left field. Man, it was close whether he was safe at second or not, but he was. You got a runner on second, 4-3 game, down one. That's the tying run. And so Alex Vesia comes in, lefty on lefty for Bryson Stott, and Rob Thompson decides to bunt Bryson Stott, which I hated as a decision, not only because I hate giving up an out in a spot like that, but because Nick Castellanos is your runner on second base and he's slow, and it didn't look like Castellanos ran the base as well there. He could have gotten a better jump. The Dodgers run a perfectly executed wheel play, and what do you know? Castellanos is out at third. Stott at first. Bader then pinch hits. He gets a single. Weston Wilson had the pinch run for him. Kepler hits into a fielder's choice. And then with the game on the line, Trey Turner grounds out with Bryson Stott on third base. They lose this game 4-3. Just a detrimental decision. I hated the bunt in that spot. Playing for a tie, I thought was real loser stuff. And I understand that Rob Thompson liked his bullpen versus theirs. But with Castellanos on base there, you got the momentum rolling. Hate giving up an out. And number one is, and it's got to be the story of the series so far, is just this offense. This top three on offense in particular still not showing up. You know, I mentioned Turner grounding out with the game on the line. They are 2-for-22. That is Turner, Schwarber, and Harper. 2-for-22 in this series. It doesn't matter about the bunt. It doesn't matter about anything else. If those guys are going to produce like that, then there's no way that this team can be successful. There's just no way that this team can be good enough to beat a team like the Dodgers. You're getting off the hook because their guys aren't playing as well, but there's just no way that you can get away with that kind of thing in a series like this. So those are the five things that annoyed me the most. Again, from the Phillies loss, they're now down 2-0 at the hands of the Dodgers, going out to Dodger Stadium. Really, really bad spot to be in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.